RNIB, along with other stakeholders, have been in discussion with the Department for Work and Pensions after claimants of the support component of Employment and Support Allowance ran into problems with the renewal of their claims. To tell us more, I'm joined by Claire Connolly from RNIB's Legal Rights Service. Claire, thanks for joining us. Can you begin by telling us what ESA, Employment Support Allowance, is and why the work capability assessments are so important?
So yes, it's a good question to start off with. So Employment and Support Allowance is referred to as ESA. It's a benefit available to people who are ill or who have a health condition or disability that limits their ability to work. It's a key out-of-work benefit for many disabled people who are under state pension age. So I think it's important to note that there are different types of ESA, and one type of ESA has now actually been replaced by universal credit. However, the one that we're talking about today is called New Style ESA, and New Style ESA can be claimed on its own or at the same time as universal credit. Now, this is because New Style ESA is a contributions-based benefit, which means that you must have been paid or been credited with enough national insurance contributions in the 2 full tax years before you claim in order to qualify. Now, that's just a quick summary of what ESA is and the type of ESA that we are talking about today. And just sort of the second part of your question in terms of the work capability assessments. So just sort of looking at that, when you apply for New Style ESA, you're initially placed in an assessment phase. This phase usually lasts around 13 weeks, by which time the Department for Work and Pensions, known as the DWP, would usually aim to complete a work capability assessment. And the reason why this assessment is so important is because it determines your future entitlement to New Style ESA. So, for example, if you fail the work capability assessment, you would not qualify for New Style ESA. If you pass the assessment, you will then be placed into one of 2 groups. And depending on what group you are placed in, this will determine how much you receive and how long for. So the key factor with New Style ESA, and the reason why some of our clients have experienced problems, is that New Style ESA will only be awarded to claimants for longer than a year if they pass the assessment with a limited capability for work-related activity. So this group is known as the support group. And I think the listeners will probably be familiar with that term, the support group. So if you're not placed in the support group, your award is then limited to 365 days, so limited to 1 year, and the payment will end after this time. And this is the reason why we have seen people running into problems in this area, because of that time limit of a year if you're not placed into that support group.
What has been the problem with the work capability assessments, WCAs, and what impact has this had on claimants?
So yes, as we've mentioned, when you apply for New Style ESA, you would usually expect to receive a work capability assessment within 13 weeks. So in practice, even before the pandemic, you know, it's fair to say that waiting times for an assessment were usually more than 13 weeks. You know, that was very common. However, the assessment would have usually been carried out before the year was up. But as a result of the challenges brought about by the pandemic, face-to-face assessments have been suspended. And this has meant that there have been significant delays to work capability assessments. And the problem with these delays is that many claimants who applied for New Style ESA at the start of 2020 were still waiting to be assessed in December last year. So as we know, unless you've been assessed as being in the support group, your claim for New Style ESA is limited to 1 year. Therefore, claimants who were approaching a year since making their claim and had not yet been assessed were at risk of their award ending. And that's where the concerns lie, the impact lied for the claimants.
So have people been in touch with RNIB about this, and what action have you taken?
Yeah, so back in December, our Sight Loss Advice Service started to receive calls from individuals who were approaching a year since they had made their claim for New Style ESA and had not yet had their work capability assessment. So at that time, you know, we identified the potential risk to our clients' income if they did not have an assessment soon. So we worked with the assessment providers and the DWP, and we were able to resolve those individual cases to ensure that assessments took place before the end of the 365 days, thereby safeguarding the client's income where possible. However, it was clear that this was a wider problem and likely to impact a growing number of our clients as time went on, and therefore it really did need to be addressed.
Can you then tell me the outcome of the stakeholders' intervention for those approaching their annual assessment?
So the RNIB is a member of the DWP Stakeholder Forum, which gives us the opportunity to raise key issues with the DWP that are affecting blind and partially sighted people. So in December, I raised our concerns regarding the delays to assessments and the significant impact this could have. And at the time, you know, we were supported by several other stakeholder and disability charities who reported the same problems. And I'm pleased to say that the DWP did listen to our concerns and acknowledged that a solution was needed to mitigate the impact of current assessment delays. So as a result of our action, the DWP has now introduced a new triage system to expedite assessments for new style ASA claimants who have reached or who are about to reach the 365-day mark since they made their claim. So this new triage system will help to ensure those claimants will have an assessment and a decision made on their entitlement to New Style ASA. And for those that qualify for the support group, it means that they can continue to receive support and will not face their award being stopped.
If people are still having problems or could be looking at losing support, what should they do?
So if you are still having problems, the first thing that I would say is that if you are approaching a year since you applied for New Style ASA, please be assured that this new triage system has started and that you should be contacted for an assessment soon. So if you are in that position, it's really important that you continue to provide a fit note to the DWP, as this will help ensure your award can continue smoothly once you have the outcome of your assessment. But if you have waited for more than a year since your claim and or you are still having issues, you know, you should really contact the RNIB helpline for advice and assistance. And that helpline can be accessed on 0303 123 9999. And you'll be able to speak to our sight loss advisors who will be able to support you in this matter.
Thank you, Claire, for talking to RNIB Connect Radio today.
Yes, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me, Lynn.
Claire Connolly from RNIB's Legal Rights Service on RNIB Connect Radio.